Hey, Raymond.
How you doing today?
Good, good. How you been?
I've been okay. I had a question I wanted to ask you.
Absolutely.
I looked at a piece of equipment for the business. The total price may be like $2,800.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to know, what kind of payment would that be?
Okay. So, you know, our traditional equipment financing loan is 2 to 5 years.
Yeah.
So it'd probably be on the lower end if you wanted to figure it out. Let's figure it at 2 years. So you divide that by, 24.
Right.
And add a little bit, maybe, $100 for interest. And that could be your payment probably monthly until it's paid off.
All right. So say if we rounded off to 2,900,
uh-huh.
Let's say.
Yeah. Let me whip out my calculator here.
I was getting ready to do now.
So we divide that by 24, and you're looking at $120 a month, and you're going to add on a little bit for interest there, maybe, 50, 60 bucks, and that'd
right.
be your monthly payment till the...
So it'd be about 120 plus interest?
Correct.
Okay, so you're talking about 120 plus...
Let's say, 20, 30 bucks a month interest.
Okay, so you're talking about like maybe 150 a month?
Something along those lines, yeah.
Okay. Now, you were saying you can get a line of credit also, right?
It's similar to a line of credit. It's called working capital.
Capital. I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
You would only use that when you need it, am I right?
Well, this is how that can work. We can make you an offer, and if you don't need the entire offer, then you take what you want. You can come back and get the remainder when you do need it.
Okay, so I'm just saying, let's say they gave you a line of credit of, say, $5,000 or $10,000, right?
Uh-huh.
You only pay on what you use, am I right?
Yes, you would.
You only pay on what you would use. Okay.
With a traditional line of credit, yes. With us, there would be either, a weekly or weekly, monthly, or daily payment on that, on just what you got from us.
All right. Yeah, you would pay pay a payment on what you got out of that large amount they give you.
Exactly.
Okay. So, so what else? So now you have to fill out the application now?
Correct. So if you want to do working capital and equipment finance, it's two separate applications. They're both one page and very simple, though. Wouldn't take too much time to do. So I could shoot those over to you, and then we would need some updated bank statements. The last ones I think I received were from January, if I'm correct, or from December. So we would want to bring that up to date as well.
Right. All right. So you would do that right there. And then you would only pay on what you would use out of there.
Correct.
If you did that right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what I'm saying, I'm looking at as far as, now they decide what amount they would give you, right?
Yeah. If it's for equipment, though,
the line of credit. How did they do that?
So it's based off of your gross annual sales. So that's that's
the
how
line
we determine.
Credit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what you guys did last year in sales?
We did like maybe 60 or 65,000.
Okay. So we could probably get you upwards of $7,000 to $10,000.
Okay. And then I was looking at if you did the equipment financing, you would only do it. Now, once we got the company, say we got the company, we know that we want to buy the equipment from, let's say, right?
Uh-huh.
I would just call you, or how would it work?
If you, the best way would be to get a quote from them and then get
Okay.
Awesome. Then you can attach that to the application, and that would help out tremendously.
Right. So then once you would send that in, then I guess they would go ahead and pay for the equipment, then we would pay Bank of Carter back.
Exactly. Exactly. You got it.
Pay Bank of Carter back. All right. Because you say you can possibly get both of them if necessary. And
exactly.
Then you would only use it. You only pay for it when you use it.
Well, you're gonna pay for what you get from us, but there can be an amount on the side that you haven't touched yet, and you're not gonna pay on that. When you need give us a call and we can make that available to you.
Right. Okay, so if you sent them over, I can fill them out and find out what they... even if I send the application back, you still need the bank to send you which bank statements now?
I believe we're going to need January and February to get us up to date.
All right, January and February, you would need those statements. Okay.
Correct.
All right, so the other ones are obsolete now.
No, I still hold on to the other ones, and that'll take us back 6 months from what we have,
Right.
if that makes
Okay.
sense.
All right. Okay. So you can do that. I can just type and fax that back to you.
Yes. And
Okay.
I'll put together
So,
a little email for you. I'll attach those applications and again, a list of what we would need.
right. And then I would have to get something from the from them saying this is how much the equipment would cost, and then attach that to it.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. So I'll wait for you to send that then.
Sounds good, Raymond. I should be over arriving to you in about 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.